Yeah. We back up in this motherfucker.
We up in this motherfucker. Come on. Come on. Who's shaking and who faking? Fuck. Come on.
Yeah, that was just a little bit of something I was working on. Just a little something I wanted to work on. But let's get on into it. What's happening? What's happening? Niggas, niggettes, kings, and queens. Block shakers, never the fakers. It's your boy, Party Hard. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the 100 Show. Remember to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend. Stop by and hang out with your boy, Party Hard, at the 100 Show. And we about to get into it, y'all. Come on. Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, y'all? What's happening? Shout out to real niggas. Underappreciated. Real niggas, you're definitely needed. There's so much fake and so much BS out here. So we definitely want to shout out and appreciate our real niggas. Now, I do have the AFA game for the day. Yeah, I was up on my Grizzly. I tried to get everything ready for the show. You know what I mean? Beforehand, like I should have been doing. But I've been slacking. I've been slacking, man. Yeah, I know I've been slacking. But here we go. The eighth game for the day. Persistent people begin their success where others end in failure. Persistent people begin their success where others end in failure. And that's true. That's true. You got to never stop. You got to never give up. You know what I mean? I keep fighting a good fight. You know, when you're trying to get something done, you know, everything don't work in your time. You're like, man, this is all I need to do to get it done. But you might need to do some more stuff. There may be some more things that you need to do. What you need to get it done isn't there. You aren't there yet. Because if you was, you wouldn't still be trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? If you did everything you needed to do to get there. Man, just hold on. I'm going to take a quick break real quick. Hold on. Okay. We back up in this joint. We back up in here. I hate to get sidetracked, but audio level, that's something in the background. It was really annoying the hell out of me. So I know, and it's going to be annoying y'all, so I want to go ahead and get that straight. And the studio is not ideal. Everything is not all together like I want to. But today I wanted to talk about being black in America. Okay, you understand as black people. Sometimes as black people, we don't understand that this game of life, you know, and the situation that we're born into, you know, being black in America, it's a way you have to navigate. And if you don't understand the way you need to navigate, then you're going to be lost. But what I wanted to do was play you a video. That I did because I can't go back into this and explain it as good as I did it here on this subject matter. So I figured the best way would be to upload the video of it. Play the video on the show. Because the video is the best description. It's a video I done, so it's just me talking like here. But it's the best description I could give with the situation and the matters at hand. Now, after that, the video, I am going to get into some other things on the topic. This just, I mean, at the time when I did it, just, I can't find it. Oh, here we go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go find this. I got the AFA game for the day. But, I didn't get my other stuff together because I wanted to play this video, but I didn't get together. So let me go find this video and get this video popping, man. And we're going to let the beat ride real quick, man. I ain't even going to cut. We're going to let the beat ride while I try to find it. Come on. I won't look for it myself. Come on.
Come on. Who's shaking and who faking? Fuck.
take a quick break and I'll be right back. We back in the joint. Man, remember to cut the mic and come and get my levels up. Damn, you can't come in here if your levels not together, man. I'm tripping, man. I'm like, your levels ain't together. You still trying to put that damn thing out there? Nah, I can't get it out there. The levels ain't together. So I pulled a video up. Actually, if you want to see this video, you could actually go to YouTube. And if you type in the problem with Black America, I typed it in, and I don't know, my video came up second. I don't know why I would do that because the videos are much higher views than mine. But it came up second for me, but maybe it won't come up second for you. But it came up second with me, the problem with Black America. And that's the name of the video. I did this video like 3 years ago, but I think this video best describes what I'm trying to convey. And so I want to just play it for the podcast. So you can hear it, and then we go talk about it afterwards. Okay, well, anyway, we go get into the video right now. Well, the audio of it.
And, you know, I wanted to holler at you real quick. I was watching a documentary, or listening to a documentary, about Florida and shit. And they were showing teens with life sentences. And so, you know, if you are Black, and you live in Florida, your child is 10 times more likely to be sentenced to life in prison than their white counterparts. You know, and I see Flint, Michigan pops up, and I see a story about a 2015 African-American man was stopped and beaten 16 times in his head. And you know, the cop was like, told the other cop, man, please tell me you out there beating some niggas. You know, and I see people come to, you know, I go to California and I see how the Mexicans, you know, act towards us Black Americans. And I see how the Asian people and the Arab people act when we go in your stores. And I see how some of the Jamaican people think we lazy and some of the African people that come over here, you know, just think we pieces of shit. Let me tell all you motherfuckers something, man. Let me get everybody mind right real quick, and let me break some shit down for you. Do you understand what a lost people are? What a lost, confused people are? Do you understand what people are who have been ripped from anything? See, let me tell you something. If you are African and you're here now, you can go back to Africa. If you are Mexican and you're here now, you can go back to Mexico. Puerto Rican, go back to Puerto Rico. Jamaican, go back to Jamaica. From the Virgin Islands, you can go back to Virgin Islands. We can go back to nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing to go back. This is all we know. And all we know, the people here want to take what we know away from us. Don't want us to have nothing. See, you think that we are lazy as Blacks, but what you don't understand is they allowed you to come over here to get ahead of us because they've run out of white people to put ahead of us. So now they want to start bringing people in from other countries to put ahead of us because they want us down and out of here. And then you see the African people. The dude told me, he said, don't call yourself African-American. I'm like, what you mean? Don't call? You have never been to Africa. How do you used to call yourself African-American? He was right. White people don't call themselves European-American. You know, we fought for this shit blood, tooth, and nail. Just like everybody else. But when people think of Americans, they think of white people. They don't think of us. I think of us as the problems. You know, I grew up as a child walking across the street where white people would hit their door locks because I was in the street thinking that I would attack or jump on their car. You people, I mean, it's fucking infuriating to know that as a black, I'm not even going to say American, as a Black human being, if you live in Florida, your child is 10 times more likely to spend the rest of their life in prison than any other race. I mean, how does that feel? That infuriates me. And then I see this young brother, he go in there, he done been in prison 11 motherfucking years. He was with a 24-year-old nigga. He was 14. And they say, you know what? You was just as much at fault. He was a child's mama was a crackhead. The nigga was hungry. I understand these situations that you have created for us to do the things we do because everybody act like, you know, when Black people get angry, you know, we're the angry Blacks. Motherfucker, wouldn't you motherfuckers be angry Everything has been taken from us. Nobody wants us to have nothing. People come from other countries, they don't want us to have nothing. The people here in this country want to attack us, beat us, and kill us for what? Nothing but the color of my motherfucking skin. I'm going to tell you something, people. I will not take the Malcolm X approach to your bullshit. I will never, excuse me. I will not take the Martin Luther King approach to your bullshit. I'm a little bit fed up. You call me a nigga on the CB, I'm going to call you to pull over, and I'm going to try to bust your motherfucking head for every motherfucking nigga across this motherfucking country that's been shitted on, abused, neglected, mistreated, shorted in some kind of way just because of the color of his motherfucking skin. Nothing else than the color of his skin. That's it. That's it. You think you own this motherfucker, and I'm not supposed to have a piece of this pie when my people bled for this shit. My people bled for this shit. You bring me here and you give my people your Bible and you tell them this is the way, the truth, and the light. Motherfucker, you don't even go by that. You don't even go by that shit. You don't even go by that shit. You respect a gay person more than me. The Bible says cut a gay person's head off. Shut the fuck up. Get out of here. That Bible is your way of controlling the masses. I know that. I know that. And if I was where I was originally from, and I knew my history, where my people really came from, I might would know my true religion. But since I don't, I have none. I endorse none. I endorse none because I believe that Christianity is the religion of slaves. And this video is going to piss off a lot of people. I gives no fucks. This is the truth. This is how I feel. I sat there and watched that judge tell that man. It just shows that it's right. I'm not letting you out. 30 fucking years for something he did when he was 14 years old. Get a man 30 fucking years, 85%, 27 and a half years. The other lady said that the life expectancy of a black man is 70 years, so she wanted to give him 40 fucking years. I gotta laugh to keep from crying. It's just really heartbreaking, and everybody thinks that, you know, niggas is just this is that. We have been, everything has been taken from us, nigga. When we get angry, nigga, we have been robbed, nigga. We born robbed. We are born robbed, nigga. The mob said, bring the cocaine in, give it to the niggas in the spics. Give it to the niggas, don't bring that shit over here. The government gave Rick Ross cocaine, what you think he gave it for? What you think he gave him cocaine for? Why you think the hood full of cocaine? Why you think the hood full of alcohol? Why you think it's like that? This is something that's been created, and then when you're frustrated, when your back is against the wall, when you nothing else for you to do, when you lash out, oh, there go that nigga. We told you them niggas wasn't shit. We told you them niggas wasn't shit. We are raw people. We don't even have nothing to call home. And this thing that we know, this place that we live, the only thing that we know, motherfuckers don't want us here. How are we supposed to feel? Are we not supposed to be angry? Are we not supposed to be enraged? Are we not supposed to feel some type of way? My people bled and sweat just like the motherfucking white folk did. Matter of fact, mine a little more. Mine a little more. But yet it's like we unwelcome here. Everybody treat us like we're fucking trash on the side. I'm not your fucking trash. And I'll bow down to nothing. I'll take the Malcolm X approach. I'll roll on all you motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck about that Martin Luther King. Hold a hand, kumbaya. Ain't no hold a hand, kumbaya over here. You hate me, I hate you just as much. I'm sick of it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And for a cop has a badge. Please tell me you out there hunting some niggas down. Please tell me. That's what the other cop says to him. He gets a year in prison. It's disgusting, people. And it's just heartbreaking. And, you know, and people just think that, you know, people come up, so Africans, Jamaicans, people from the Virgin Islands, people from other countries, understand we are lost fucking people here. We've been robbed. Everybody wants us down. Everybody wants us to fuck down. Air people, you go in the store, they follow you around. Asian people, go in the store, they follow you around. You go out to the West Coast, motherfucking Mexican people, get your motherfucking ass out of here. And white people all over the country don't want your black ass here. And then the African brothers say, you not African American. You don't know nothing about Africa. We are a lost people. Everything we know has been taken from us. And every day you wake up, a motherfucker wants to take more. Your fucking life. Your fucking freedom. They want you in their prisons. They want you in the fucking graveyard. Anywhere but productive, doing the same thing they're doing when this is just as much yours as it is theirs. It's just as much yours as it is theirs. But yet, why are we treated like this? Why are we done like this? To all my black people across this country, you stand up, you stand strong. You hold your motherfucking head high. You understand that? No matter who don't give a fuck, I give a fuck, nigga. We are black, we are strong, we are one, nigga. Your pain is my pain, nigga. Your joy is my pain. Your joy is my joy, your pain is my pain. I feel exactly what the fuck you feel, and I feel how you feel, nigga. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm just tired of seeing this shit all across the country. My people are abused, mistreated, and neglected for nothing else than the color of their skin. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's just, it's sickening, man. It's sickening. I said, I just had to get that shit on my chest. I seen that yesterday. That shit just fucked me up, yo. This your boy, Party Hard. Y'all stay safe, stay sucker free.
Now, that was the video. I couldn't, you know, I could. I figured that video was the best way I could break this down. I mean, it is disheartening. And then when you think about, you know, now they got the marches, the Black Lives Matter. Like, they've been, you know, they've been trying to pull the black votes out the community. But, you know, the black lives have never been a problem. Like, since the police have been in existence, for those who don't know, the police started out to round up free slaves and put them back on the fields because they needed them to work. So the police started harassing black folk. So that's how the organization was put together. So there's no way we can say abolish the police, but reform, total police reform is something we do need. And that's something we do need. And with along with the total police reform, we need, as far as us in the community, we need to get together. And we need to do better inside the community. So it's you know, the problems with black America, they stem from a bunch of things. But if the government would do their part and play their part and fix the wrongs and right the wrongs that they have committed against the black people in America, then, you know, try to right some of these wrongs and try, let's move forward. Then we can move forward as society, as one. And it's supposed to be United States. I mean, we got all these signs and all this stuff that looks real good, but the stuff that stands behind it, man, is crazy. Like that statue of, have you ever seen the Statue of Liberty? She got chains on her feet. She was a black woman at first. They wasn't going to go for that. Nah, you're not going to have a black woman over here. But if it wasn't a black woman, you wouldn't have no Caucasian here. We got to understand that. We got to understand that. It's not a big thing. You know, the first woman here that bore children was black. Okay? So, I mean, the French, that's what they wanted to do. But they not nice people. They got a museum full of where they went around and chopped all black people's heads off. Cut all the heads off. You got a museum full of those heads. So, you know, it's carnage for the black man across the planet. You know what I mean? But the deep problem is why? Why? You know what I mean? It seems like no matter where you at on this planet, if you got darker skin, it's going to be a problem for you. And it shouldn't be like that because we're all people. We're all God's people. So, I mean, I don't understand that. I don't understand it. It's something deep-rooted. And we as a people need to work together, man, for you know, for a better society, man. I think we was all given this chance to be here, something great, to be something great, and we're just failing. We're failing miserably, everybody. It's not just one set group, not the darker-skinned people. Everybody's failing. At this beautiful gift that you've been given called life, everybody's failing. Come on, man. Step outside yourself for a minute, man, and look outside that, you know, get out. Get, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's about us. It's no I, it's no me, it's us. And everybody has a part to play in making a better society. But I ain't going to hold y'all up, man. I wanted to jump in and, you know, I really wanted to get into it about that. Because I think that's something serious we need to talk about. It's not just going to be one video. We're going to have not just one podcast. We're going to have a couple different podcasts on this. Because this is something we really need to get into. And we need to get into the other side of this. Because there's a size to this. And this needs to be worked from multiple angles. But I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the podcast today. And remember to tell a friend. Remember to tell a friend to tell a friend to come hang out at the 100 show with your boy. Party hard. Y'all stay safe and forever stay sucker motherfucking free. We gone.